In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
We've got the numbers for the August jobs report. It is out, and payrolls grew only by 235,000. I say only because predictions were putting us at adding over 700,000 jobs for August. To kind of break down these numbers and hopefully shed some light on what happened, we've got Jennifer Winklejohn from Robert Half International. I mean, Jen, can you even pinpoint what did happen?
Oh, it's ugly, isn't it?
It's so ugly. I'm shocked. Can you tell I have, like, no words? I'm talking all over myself.
I know. I felt the same way as soon as I saw it come out. So, obviously, the Delta variant is one issue that we're seeing. I mean, the biggest pullback, you know, is in leisure and hospitality. We have seen leisure and hospitality throughout coming out of this pandemic really having significant gains. I mean, to the tune of, you know, 350,000 last month was the gains for leisure and hospitality, and it was flat this month. So I think, you know, those business owners out there and in general, you know, companies are pulling back, you know, they're masking back up. We're seeing it in the schools. You know, there's just this unknown of what is going to happen and what is happening already with this Delta variant. So hate to put it back on COVID. It is a blip in the radar, right? This is not something that I think we'll continue to see long term. I think it's just a blip, and hopefully, you know, as we come into the fall and winter and get, you know, it'll either get bigger, right, or it's going to pull back. But I think that this is just a blip in the radar. The South and Midwest have had significant gains in growth, which has been amazing. So we're seeing probably the most gains. The labor force participation rate is one area that people are keeping an eye on. Nationally, it's 61.7%. So it's down about just a little under 2%, 1.6% lower than in February of 2020. But again, we look at Indiana, and, you know, we typically in the country lead the chart. We go into a downturn typically first, and we typically come out of it first. So in Indiana, our labor force participation rate is 63.2%. Our job openings hit, you know, record numbers. In Indiana, they were 245,000 job postings. And the nation has a record number of a series high of 10.1 million jobs. Another thing that we have to keep our eye on is the quit rate. You and I have talked about this for months.
Yeah.
The quit rate is, again, at an all-time high. We had quits up 239,000. So, you know, we look at 6.7 million hires and 3.9 million quits. That is up 3% month over month. So, you know, that's the thing that everybody's watching too, is this wage inflation. How long is it sustainable? When will it spiral down? You know, are the feds going to loosen? You know, what's going on as far as the unemployment stimulus, which was supposed to go away on September 6th, will that really still go away? And that's the thing that's so confusing. Why is this not going away for the states? I'll be interested to see those numbers come out. For the states that have stopped it, I would venture to say that they have probably a higher labor force participation rate. People are returning to work because they have to. And it just doesn't make sense. How do we have record number job openings, but we're still paying people to stay home? It's just, it's crazy.
I'm right there with you, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, it's an ugly number. But I do think we'll have some bounce back in the revisions over the last 2 months. As a final note for you, they were up 134,000. July's number went up to 1 million job gains from 943,000. So June and July revisions were up 134,000. I think we'll see a revision on this month too, but, you know, it doesn't feel pretty. And the stock market's showing it right now.
No, that's a really polite way of putting it for sure, Jennifer. It's not pretty right now. But as we know, these enhanced unemployment benefits, they are about to expire coming up here on the 6th. Good stuff. Jen, you have a great holiday weekend.
You too, Kayla. Thanks.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.